down Shiva Paramahansa Hari Bhagavataya Ushtatara Satasri Simad Yastabhanga Siskantam Pachar Chaisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shiva Bhubhari Down Shiva Paramahansa Hari Bhagavataya Ushtatara Satasri Simad Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Shiva Bhubhari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivadukataya Ushtatara Satasri Simarshila Bhukashodras Bhavali Maharaj Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivadukataya Ushtatara Satasri Simarshila Satchidananda Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Ananda Kori Vaishnava Vinda Ki Dhammacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Brahma Sukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Nandana Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Nashram Kun Bharakun Giri Govardhana Ki Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Mathura Dhamma Ki Navari Mayapur Dhamma Ki Gangiri Munamayi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki Iskan Tandur Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisivara Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai, Sisibhornitai ki jai, Bhaktivedanta Manor ki jai, Worldwide Iskan ki jai, Gopain ki jai, Glory to Dissembled Devotee, all glory to Dissembled Devotee, all glory to Dissembled Devotee, all glories to Guru. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Om Aum Hrim Shom Om Karom Tathakati Kesha Gavati Parakalochana Vidharkana Kashpasha Vishnum Nam Shrutayam Kukiram Vidam Mahavishnum Varantam Sharatam Kham Vasimham Panchakalpa Tudu Nischa, Krasnir, Vedi Vata, Titanam, Bhavi, Yoga. We'd like to welcome all the devotees this evening to the blessed room and darshan of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Prabhupada, for some Harikatha and Kirtan. We'll also be showing a short video later on in the evening. So when we come together as Vaishnavas, it's our great pleasure to follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to engage in the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Sri Sivada and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu came specifically to introduce the Yuga Dharma. Every age has its particular process, particular dharma. So it's very clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam what is the process of spiritual enlightenment in this age. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shango Pangasha Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar. That the same Lord who appeared in the end of Tripura Yuga in bluish black like a monsoon cloud, Avatari, he whom all the avatars are descending, he is again descended at the beginning of the Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga is 428,000 years, so 4,500 years into Kali Yuga is not a very long time. He's come with his associates, and he's not bluish, but he's golden color, and he can be recognized by the fact that he's always singing the names of Hari, holy names of God. So when Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was Chana Avatar, he was disguised. Mahaprabhu didn't come directly as Krishna, but he came as Chana Avatar, because Prabhupada said, had he come as God, then rather than follow him, everyone would want to imitate him, the Supreme Lord in the age of Kali. If he came directly as Swayam Bhagavan, they would all want to imitate. They wouldn't want to follow him. So he came as a devotee so they could follow him. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying unconscious in the Jagannath temple, having just had darshan of Lord Jagannath, and directly seeing Vrindavan Krishna, because Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna in Balaram Subhadra. So he fell unconscious, jaga, jaga, jaga. And when Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the ground, he did not recognize him immediately as Krishna. He thought, here is a young sannyasi. It would be unusual that such a young devotee of God would have reached such an exalted stage of Krishna consciousness that he's fallen unconscious in samadhi or trance. So he thought maybe this sannyasi is pretending. But as he studied the character of this sannyasi in trance, he thought there was something very wonderful here, very special. He took the cotton swab and he put it next to the nostrils of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was some life air there. He considered maybe this person is in samadhi. So he had his servants, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very big pundit. He was the greatest logician of his time, Kaviraj Goswami describes. Very highly respected. He was actually the chief pundit in the Jagannath temple. So he had his servants, his people, take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And that house is still existing today. It's in disrepair, but it's exactly the same stones are there, the same basic structure is there. And he took that sannyasi there. And when the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu learned that their Lord had fallen unconscious in front of the deity of Jagannath and had been taken to the house of the chief priest, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they quickly assembled at that place. And they saw Mahaprabhu unconscious. And to revive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he always engaged everyone in chanting Hare Krishna. Even before he made his appearance in this world, everybody was chanting in the river Ganges, because it was a so-called inauspicious moment because of the eclipse. So he appeared, everyone was chanting. And when he was a young baby, he would cry unnecessarily. There was no need to cry. The only way the ladies could stop him was when they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So Prabhupada says in the purport, this was all the plan of the Lord, to get everyone chanting the holy names of So then, when this young sannyasi woke up, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was quite very learned and elderly, he was older, he thought, let me advise this young sannyasi. He could, by studying him, he could understand that he had taken initiation into what could be considered a lower order of sannyas. His sannyasi guru was Keshav Bharati. And the sannyasis in the Shankaracharya line, they would take sannyas from different masters, different acharyas, different sannyasis, and they were higher and lower orders. This was, this Bharati was considered not so distinguished. So, and he took sannyas from a mayavad, but it's a formality sannyas, so it's not that he was taking shelter of a mayavadi. Actually, Keshavadi didn't know the Vaishnav sannyas mantra, so he, Mahaprabhu indicating he wanted the Vaishnav sannyas mantra, Krishna Bharti Maharaj said, I don't know. So Mahaprabhu whispered in his ear, I won't say it because it comes at the time of initiation. So he initiated Keshav Bharti Maharaj, and in Keshav Bharti Maharaj, the formality, he heard the mantra. Mahaprabhu heard the mantra from Keshav Bharti. So anyway, he immediately said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you appear to be a very nice sadhu, a very nice devotee. All your features are indicative of a very saintly person. But I'm a little worried about you because you're young. And to take sannyas at a young age is dangerous, especially if you're very handsome. Mahaprabhu was very beautiful, gorgeous, actually. And young. Mahaprabhu was 24, 25 when he took sannyas. So, generally sannyas, when one's been through it all, been there, done that, and you know, promise it, I've been everywhere, seen everything, my advice to you, take sannyas. So after one's been through all of life's experiences, and one is convinced by vijnan about the entanglement of material life, then the ripe old age, one takes his vows of renunciation. Old. Natural. It's a natural process. Sannyas is natural. And one travels and shares one's realizations with the general mass of people. Inspiring them. He said immediately, it's a little dangerous. You should stay here and take shelter here in my house. And I will initiate you into Saraswati, sannyas, higher order. But let us have some discussions. Well, they had their famous week-long saptah discussions where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tried to impress upon this young sannyasi what is Vedanta, with some personalistic tendencies there. But after their long discussion, he asked Mahaprabhu, he said, you're listening very nicely, but you're not asking any questions. Why didn't you ask any questions? Mahaprabhu replied, why I should ask any questions? Everything you're speaking is nonsense. You're speaking Shankai, it's impersonal. You know something more. You're speaking to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, he enlightened this great pundit, this great logician, Śrīla Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Brilliant, very brilliant move. Brilliant move. Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was admired by everyone in Jagannath Puri. He was giving personal counsel to the king. And he had many followers, many students. So Mahaprabhu was very intelligent. He made this person into a Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. And naturally, well, all the others would follow. So, after some discussion, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized that he had within his home the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything is emanating. Aham savasya pabavo mata sarvam pavartate. Krishna says that I am the source of all that is material and all that is spiritual. Once more, I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very learned, he could appreciate the fact that Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, was present in his house. He just needed a little touch to come from that tendency towards impersonalism to be a Vishnu Bhakti, a devotee of Krishna. It never happens that a Krishna Bhakta becomes a Mayavada. But it sometimes happens that a Mayavadi becomes a Krishna Bhakta. There's so many examples. The four Kumaras were realized monists, and they just came in contact with Tadiya. Tadiya means that which is in relationship to the Lord, the paraphernalia. Some accounts say they smelled the incense that was offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That was enough to make them into Krishna Bhaktas. It is a natural step. Paramatma, Brahman, Bhagavan. It is natural evolution. So he was learned, and thus he could appreciate his good fortune, his sukriti, that he had the Supreme Personality of Godhead present before him. And he did not waste any time. Naturally, a devotee of the Lord, having that bhakti, that love for his Ishtadeva, he naturally wants to glorify the nature of love. Love, you don't want to speak about yourself. Love means you want to glorify your beloved. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he composed, like the wind, 100 beautiful shlokas in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The covering was gone. He no longer was fooled by this Channa avatar, because he realized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so the cover was gone. Just like your father, I don't know if you have here in England, you have Halloween? Has it entered into, unfortunately, it's entered into British culture. Halloween is a pagan festival in America where you carve out the pumpkins and put a candle in there, and you go dressed up as witches and hobgoblins and monsters, and you go door to door and ask for candy sweets. It has absolutely no meaning behind it but big money and business. But it's one of the most important festivals observed by the American people. No culture at all, just hedonism, paganism. So when I was young, my father, he would take us, our family, my brothers and sisters, he would take us on around the neighborhood, because he was afraid that someone would give us some poison candy, or there would be some crazy fools out there that, I don't know what, kidnap us or something. He was very protective. So he would take us around, and he would dress up. And we would dress up, I would dress up as a little devil, and my sister was a witch, and my brother was a ghost, and my father, he dressed up as a big monster. And we had a lot of fun. Like, trick or treat. They didn't give us a treat, we tricked them. We'd do something, I won't tell you what we did. Paint their windows, spray paint their windows. Z. All kinds of guys. This is not Harikata, this is for Jalpa. Getting to a point. And my father, he looked, and because my father was, he was into theater when he was a young man, he was very expert at, you know, all this, and he dressed up, and no one could recognize him. He dressed us up like, no one knew we were the neighborhood kids. Even our next door neighbor didn't recognize us. It was so good. And everybody was fooled. Everybody was fooled. He was in disguise. But when we came back home, my mother wasn't fooled. She called him by first name. Stephanie. Hey, to put it here. Here. Mom's in the pool. Mom's in the pool. Mom's in the pool. The old one. No. Put it aside. So when we came home, my mother, she wasn't fooled, you know, because we were getting used to everybody being fooled by my father. She went, "Oh, come on, mommy, it's the big monster." "It's not the monster, it's your father." "No, it's a big monster." "I know your father. He's my husband. He can't fool me." So a devotee who has awakened his intimate relationship with Krishna can't be fooled. He knows Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga. The combined form, originally there was the Lord, then they became two, Radha Krishna, he became two, then again became one in the divine form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they know this. The advanced devotees, they know these things. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became enlightened by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he realized, here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He couldn't be fooled because he's an intimate family member. He's an intimate family member. He can't be fooled by this disguise as a sannyasi. This sannyas business broke the hearts of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It broke their hearts that the Supreme Lord, who's a supreme enjoyer, Akila Rasamrita Murti, the enjoyer of all sweet, transcendental mellows of love of Godhead, has taken to the renounced order of life? Wearing the clothes of a mendicant, walking bare feet in the through the paths, through the jungles and the tigers, and eating the roots of the forest. He's the supreme enjoyer. We're his servants. We shouldn't allow him to do this. When Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, it was we say in Polish, Yakiwasht, right? River of tears? Yakiwasht. It was a river of tears. And Mahaprabhu, Nimai decided to, for the benefit of the entire world, to take sannyas, to embrace the greater family, he gave up his smaller family. And all the devotees were not crying because he was just leaving the family, they were crying because Swayam Bhagavan was going to become a mendicant. It broke their hearts. In fact, Lord Nityananda was so upset, he took the danda. He broke the danda in protest. When Mahaprabhu came back, where's my danda? This danda, Mahaprabhu said to Nitai. This is the abode of 33 million demigods, and you have broken it? Yes, I've broken it. Why are you sannyasi? You're Krishna himself. Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. He wouldn't hear it. And the acharyas, they give the deeper understanding that, yes, that danda was the abode. We have our danda, the abode. But for Mahaprabhu, within that danda was the prema, the love which he was distributing to the conditioned souls. So it's signified by the mercy of Mahaprabhu's representative, the spiritual master. The mercy of the Lord is available. The message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Flooding the world with Krishna prema in the form of the holy names of the Lord. This is Nitai's mercy. The mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he wasn't fooled because by now, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process can be very quick. Prabhupada said, if you chant Hare Krishna very sincerely, one time you can become a complete pure devotee of the Lord. Or you can chant for millions of years and not achieve perfection. Depends on the quality of that chanting service. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized here is Krishna himself, here is the Lord himself, and he wasn't fooled by the disguise. So he composed 100 very beautiful verses in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of God. Several of which our Vaishnavacharyas have taken in like jewels and they use in their preaching. And one verse which I would like to share with you this evening in closing, a very beautiful verse describing the remedy
for those who are diseased in the Kali Yuga. Of course, you may already be healthy. Disease, the symptom of disease is pain. When you have a pain in the body, that's nature's way of saying, hey, something's wrong. You can't see it, but the pain is there. Ah. So you go to the doctor. Oh, yes, there was tumor. Oh, thank you, doctor. How did you know? Oh, the pain, the pain. So pain means something wrong. So are we not all in a painful condition? Adiatmik, adibhotik, adidhairik. Misery is caused by my mind. Misery is caused by my body. Misery is caused by other living entities. Flies, mosquitoes, bed bugs. Lions, tigers, bears, wherever, it depends where you are. And misery is caused by constant rain and fog. Prabhupada said, London is hell. How many times have the visiting preachers quoted that shloka from Bhaktivedanta Manor? That's the 15,344th time I've heard Mama say that. Makes for nice indoor programs. A cozy manner. Very hellish condition. So we're living in hell, and we're suffering. So that means the pain is there. So we're in a disease condition of life, and the medicine is Harinama Harinam Harinama Eva Kevalam Kolo Nasteva Nasteva Nasteva. The practical proof is that when you're chanting, you forget all about adiatmik, adibhautik, and adidharik. When anyone's doing kirtan, really singing, hearing, dancing, then for that time that we're having kirtan, we're above the modes of material nature. Mamchayo vibicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitya itan anabhuyo kalpate. That one who engages in this process of devotional service, which in this age means taking shelter of the holy names, Sri Nam Prabhu, he at once transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he gave the medicine for the disease condition of Kali Yuga. A very beautiful sloka. He says, one of the 100 verses. Samsara sarpa dushtanam murchitanam kalo yuge asadham bhagavan nama shrimad vaishnava seva. It's a wonderful verse. Samsara sarpa dushtanam murchitanam kalo yuge. If you know a little Bengali, you're picking up the words. We were going through the field one time in Vrindavan. I thought we'd take a shortcut. So there were two roads on either side of the paddy field. So we wanted to take a shortcut across the paddy field, the high paddies, the rice. So we started walking, and all the people on the other side, sarp, 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 sarp. All the Indian boys, you know. Sarp, sarp. And I thought they were waving. Oh, hello, hello. I was thinking of the Sarp man, hello. Sarp, Sarp. Haribo, Haribo. And people were like, We got to the other side. And the people were like, One man spoke a little English. Sarp, cobra, snake. A snake. Oh, a snake. I know a snake. I think it's a sarp in Hindi, sarp means the snake. And apparently there was a big cobra there who during that week had bitten 6 people. And nobody was working in the field. And we're Haribo. Hello. Hello. So we got to the side. So one of my first Hindi words. So, now I know I heard the word sarp. Sarp! So So samsara sarpa dushtanam, samsara sarpa dushtanam, murchitanam kulo, hello, kaliyuga, hello yuge, hello yuge. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says, those who have been bitten by the snake, the venomous snake of the repetition of birth and death, very like a metaphor. Those who have been bitten by the snake of repetition of birth and death in the age of Kali, he said they'll get relief, because you can get relief from snake bite. Westerners think you go to India, snake bite, kaput. But there's remedies. I was reading yesterday in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I never saw it before. You know, we hear about the mantras they chant. People chant mantras, they bring the... I actually saw a Muslim country bring the black poison out of a man who'd been bitten by a cobra. And he was chanting these mantras, and the man got up and walked away. He was bitten by a king cobra, just by mantra. Got up and walked away. But yesterday, I was reading Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and Prabhupada said, just like a man who's been bitten by a snake can be revived if you put ammonia under his nose. What? They had ammonia 5,000 years ago? It's just something, you know, Prabhupada just threw it in his writings, the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Ammonia is a modern product, but I guess, you know, they make the adjustments. And you can put it, it helps to revive a person. So it's in the same way, a person who's been bitten by the snake of illusion can be revived by the chanting of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So samsara sarpa dushtanam, murchitana kolo yuge. Those who have been bitten by the serpent of shamsara, shamsara, samsara sarpa dushtanam, those who have been bitten by the serpent of samsara, the repetition, they shall get relief. He doesn't mention ammonia. They shall get relief by Ashadham Bhagavan Nama Srimad Vaishnava Shevanam. Ashadham Bhagavan Nama. Bhagavan Nama. Holy name of Bhagavan. Meaning Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
And Srimad Vaishnava Shevanam. Srimad Vaishnava, he addresses the Vaishnava as Srimad. Like when we are a householder man, he's called Srimad. Srimad Rasapalaya. Srimad Sri Thakura Mahasaya. Very distinguished name. Srimad Sri Vaishnava. Srimad Sri Thakura Mahasaya. The men are called out of respect. You say, Shriman, right, Shriman. Or ladies, they're addressed as Shrimati. When you address a woman, a cultured woman, you say Shrimati, maybe her name. Shrimati Gurangi Devi Dasi? You say Shrimati, like this. Shriman. So he says Shrimad Vaishnava, because Vaishnavas are always respectful, respectable. The best of the ladies and the gentlemen. Srimad Vaishnava Sevanam. Sadham Bhagavan Nama Srimad Vaishnava Sevanam. Sevanam means service to the Vaishnavas. This is a very powerful combination. The other day we were speaking in class of different shlokas which give different formulas composed of different elements by which we can become Krishna conscious by applying those various formulas. Scriptures are full of them. So here's a formula. We chant Hare Krishna and we serve the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Either one is capable of delivering you. Like Prabhupada said, there's five. Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Srila Sanatana Goswami, he explained the 64 items of devotional service which are particularly conducive to awakening your Krishna consciousness. And out of those 64, he selected five. which are particularly potent. Chanting Hare Krishna, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in a holy place, worshipping the deity, and associating with Vaishnavas, the five angas, powerful. And Rupa Goswami, he captured those in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He describes them. And Mahaprabhu was teaching to Sanatana Goswami. But he took them in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He said, any of these five, in and of themselves, are potent enough to awaken love of God, manifest ecstatic symptoms of love of God, even in a neophyte. Right from the mouth of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Any one of these five, if performed sincerely, can produce ecstatic symptoms even in a neophyte devotee. Prabhupada quotes this. So potent. So you can take one, I will live in a holy place. That's nice. Okay. I will serve the deity. I will become very attached to Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanatana Goswami demonstrated that. He was very attached to Srimad Bhagavatam. One night when he was a little boy, he had a dream that a brahmana appeared to him at his door and gave him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. He woke up the next morning to a knock on the door. He walked up, opened the door. There was a brahmana who gave him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he made it his life's mission to study that Bhagavatam and preach that Bhagavatam. And he very mercifully gave us Brihat Bhagavatam Rita, the immortal nectar. So any one or combination, if you can combine them, it's even more favorable. If you can chant Hare Krishna, if you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily, if you can worship the deity, if you can live in a holy place like Mathura Vrindavan or Bhaktivedanta Manohar or your home, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one day I woke up and saw my house transformed into Vaikuntha. Because there was no TV. TV is Kali Yuga's way of infiltrating into the house of Vaishnavas. Very envious. Snakes don't come here in the matter. TVs come. Very danger, as I say in Hindi. Very danger. Sharp! Very danger. And, the holy place and association of Vaishnavas. Now, if you consider how expert Srila Prabhupada was, that he gave us a Krishna conscious lifestyle, a simple Krishna conscious lifestyle, in which all these elements are present. This is his expertise. So expert Srila Prabhupada. We didn't know what was happening, but it was all very well thought out. A lifetime in preparation. Knew exactly what his mission was and how he was going to implement it in the Western countries. A great challenge, but he had a plan, a formidable plan. If you look at our simple morning program, it has all these elements within. Chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, residing in a holy place, associating with devotees. Prabhupada said, I created this International Society of Krishna Consciousness for the purpose of associating. So it would be, it is worth our while, it would do us good to consider that this is a perfect program. It's simple, not cheap, as we said the other day. But so simple that anyone can follow. Here at the temple, or at home, if we're living some distance, we can incorporate. It doesn't have to be 5 hours, it can be a condensed program, but it's very, very potent. And we should make it a habit. You know, maybe a little difficult or awkward or austere, we should make it a habit that during our day we have these five elements. Because according to Rupa Goswami, any one of these elements performed with sincerity can manifest ecstatic symptoms of love of God. Now, all of us have experienced some pretty ecstatic moments in Krishna consciousness. What keeps us going? There's the long haul sometimes, the long cold winter, or working, moving furniture, doing so many things. There's a long haul like that. Life's a little tough sometimes. Living in hell, London. But there's bright moments. And when do the bright moments come? Ah, that kirtan. Or that class that someone gave, you know, one last month. Or that prasad I had at Prabhu's house. That nice atmosphere at Bhaktivedanta Manor. The beautiful deities I saw. There's always those silver lining there. So we have to embrace that program that Prabhupada gave us, and it'll make the road a little bit easier. To the degree that we surrender, our lives will become that much brighter and joyful and happy. So here's a simple formula, because sometimes it may be a little complicated. Five things? Have to be five things? Okay, here are two things. Ashadham Bhagavan Nama Shrimad Vaishnava Sevanam Ek Do Teen Char Panch. Here's two. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Make the holy name your constant companion. Wherever you go, holy name is there. I remember when we had the good fortune to travel with Prabhupada on numerous occasions. One thing I always noticed, Prabhupada was always chanting. There were always the holy names on his lips. We were walking one time through the Detroit, New York airport. And he was like, Jintamani, Pumpaduksha, Lakshavitish, Mizasasuma. Remember, it was a deep voice. And I was hearing, and then we were going up the airplane. We were capable. We sat in the. Right? All the time. That's called Kirtaniyat Sadahari. That means to always, one who follows that formula, you can be chanting Hare Krishna constantly. And Prabhupada, in a beautiful, poetic way, he said 24 hours a day. And then the Gajendra Moksha prayers, Prabhupada mentioned, said, one should learn a mantra, be it Hare Krishna, Chintamani Prakarasaramasu, or Nisringamanti, to Nisringu. He said, because like Gajendra, if you don't make it in this lifetime, that mantra will come to you in your next lifetime and save you. So we have to become attached. We have so many attachments, it's understood. We've been in this material world for a long time. We have to work on our Krishna conscious attachment. And the easiest way is to Shabda Brahma, sound vibration. Pick a mantra, any mantra, and just chant it as often as you can. Out loud, in your mind, in your sleep, become addicted to that mantra. It will reveal to you the whole beauty of Krishna consciousness. It's very powerful. We should be chanting, 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 chanting like this. So, Sadham Bhagavan Nama. Chant the names of Bhagavan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya. Some, of course, the best is Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare.
And render service to Vaishnavas, because Vaishnavas are very kind, they're very merciful, and they'll give you whatever they have, whatever mercy a Vaishnava has. They want to share it because they know the transcendental mathematics of Krishna consciousness. 100 minus 100 equals 101. His mercy. So we just serve the Vaishnavas. So many ways to serve the Vaishnavas. So many ways we can serve the Vaishnavas. So if we're chanting Hare Krishna in the association of the devotees, rendering service, then according to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it doesn't matter if you're born in Kali Yuga. It doesn't matter if you've been bitten by the serpent of the repetition of birth and death. That's your death knell. To be born in this age of Kali Yuga, you've got no chance. You're the burnt remnants of previous ages. No chance for you. Kolo Sutra Sambhava. There's a secret. The great Vaishnava who received mercy himself. Poor people who become rich they very often open clinics to give medical treatment, or schools to give knowledge, or charities to give money to people who are also poor, because they know what it's like to be poor. And when they get rich, they have a natural compassion in their heart. So devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's very kindly sharing this very secret mystery of Krishna consciousness with us. You too, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can come to the topmost platform. Sir, what is that? Please tell me, you are so kind. Asadham Bhagavan Maha Shivan Mashiach. Chant Hare Krishna in association with devotees. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Sarvam Bhattacharya ki Jagannatha Bhagavadev ki Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Nam Prabhu ki Guluk Premdan Harinam Singh Kirtan Devya ki. We'll have kirtan. And then we have we've got a video. It's actually, there's three parts. And last night we showed part three, so I request the devotees will show them. There's two parts. One is the spring tour, and the second one is the Woodstock festival. And that's about an hour. I don't know if you have time to stay for it, but it will be shown downstairs after this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Balabhadra
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming this evening. And, we'll show the video, the DVD. It's a DVD. So you have a DVD player down there?